Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your
place. Shalom, and welcome to the third program of His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. If you missed our first two programs, please listen to their podcasts by either downloading them via your membership in Hebrew Nation Radio's Lifestyles Living channel, or if you are new to Hebrew Nation Radio and don't yet have a membership, you can download them for free at HisWordHeals.com. Then, if you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting Hebrew Nation Radio and subscribing to one or more of their channels at HebrewNationOnline.com. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in, please go back and listen to and pray along with previous programs. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, and resurrection and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you. Both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout his entire word. The difference is that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start, clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please contact us at HisWordHeals@HebrewNation.net. This week we will again pray the pattern that Yeshua taught in Matthew 6:9-13, with a focus on healing and a variety of new scriptures to pray in agreement with. After which we will begin to take a brief look each week at the upcoming fall feasts and especially the 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement or Day of Judgment. This year's Yom Kippur could turn out to be especially significant, and over the next few weeks we will look at the reasons why this may be the case. Right now, though, let's take a few moments of silence to prepare our hearts to pray to our Father in Yeshua's name. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our Creator and King of the universe. We want to pray to you today as David did. You said King David was a man after your own heart. David knew how to praise you and glorify your name, so we want to praise you as well with some of David's psalms. Today we will praise you in agreement with Psalms 28, 6-9, 30, 9 through 12, and 33, 1 through 9. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, because you hear the voice of our supplications. Yahweh, you are our strength and shield. Our hearts trust in you, and we are helped. Therefore our hearts greatly rejoice, and with our voices we will praise you. Yahweh is our strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed us also, and lift us up forever. What profit is there in our blood, when we go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your truth? Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy upon us. Yahweh, be thou our helper. You have turned for us our mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise unto you, and not be silent. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I will give thanks to you for ever. Rejoice in Yahweh, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise Yahweh with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him new songs. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of Yahweh is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as in heap. He lays up the depth in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Dear Abba, we thank you that you provide for all of our needs, all of the needs of your faithful servants. In Matthew 6:8, Yeshua told us, we are not to worry about our needs being met. He told us that you already know what we need even before we ask. So you already know our needs, the needs of all those listening to this program and praying along with me in unity, and we trust you and will not fear that you will not provide all of our needs. We know that you will, and we trust that you will. Please take away any anxieties or fears that we may be experiencing right now regarding the things that we need. If there is something in our lives that is not pleasing to you, that you are trying to get us to attend to and repent of, please make it plain to us what that might be, and give us the faith to correct it and turn back to your righteousness, to being your faithful servants and doing only those things which please you. We know from your word in 1 John 1:9 that you are faithful and just to forgive us when we confess our sins, and that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness through the redeeming blood of your Son Yeshua. You have provided yourself a sacrifice in our place, as you provided the ram in place of Isaac in Genesis 22:8. And Abraham said, my son, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, and witnessed in Ephesians 5:2, where we are told to walk in love as Messiah also loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim. Father, we even pray now for our enemies, because we know that Yeshua did not die only for our redemption, but also for the redemption of the whole world, that you would be glorified. We pray that anyone who has wronged us be blessed with the knowledge of who you are, and they would turn to you with their whole heart to glorify your name, and that you would forgive them and restore them to righteousness. Likewise, those who would not repent, but would instead rebel against you, we also pray for them, but we pray that their efforts to rebel against you would fall to the ground and fail. We pray for your deliverance of your people from out of the hands of the wicked who would do us harm. Please deliver or protect those that belong to you from temptation and evil, that we would not be led astray into sin by lusts of the flesh, false teachings, or worldly desires. Prophesied by Miriam, the mother of Yeshua, in Luke 1:50-54, your mercy is on them that fear you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm, and have scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. You have put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. You have filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you have sent away empty. You have helped your servant Israel in remembrance of mercy. In Psalms 37:18-20, we are told, You, O Yahweh, know the days of the upright, and our inheritance shall be forever. We shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine we shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahweh shall be as fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. Therefore we pray that their eyes would be opened to their wickedness, and that they would truly repent before it is too late for them, and they are consumed away in your smoke. Dear Abba, you are Yahweh Rapha who heals us. We thank you for your promises of healing. Please strengthen our faith and take away our fears. Our enemies control us through fear, and especially through the fear of sickness, disease, and death. But all throughout your word, you command us to fear not. When we obey and fear not, the enemy has no power over us. We trust you to remember us, your faithful servants, and for you alone to heal us, as you promised throughout your word. Modern medicine, and even some in your body of believers, will tell us that Yeshua did suggest that your people would need the help of physicians to be healed, citing Matthew 9:12, where, speaking to the Pharisees who were criticizing him for keeping company with sinners, Yeshua said, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. However, Abba, when we read this verse in context of the verses before and after, as well as your whole word, we know that is not the case. In the very next verse, Yeshua says, But go ye and learn what that means, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He was equating the sinners he kept company with, sick people he was calling to repentance, and declaring himself as their redeemer and healer. He wasn't advising them to seek a physician, but to seek him. He never sent anyone who was seeking healing from him to go see a physician. He healed them. In Exodus 15:26, we are told, If we will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, and will do that which is right in your sight, and will give ear to your commandments, and keep all your statutes, you will put none of these diseases upon us, which you have brought upon the Egyptians. You said, For I am Yahweh that healeth thee. Your message has not changed. Yeshua was not declaring that we should seek healing through physicians, like King Asa did, and he died. He was declaring the message you gave us in the wilderness, that we need to repent and hearken to your voice and obey you, and that you yourself will heal us. You are our healer. Yeshua is our healer, not physicians. Help us to believe and help our actions to reflect our belief. And Father, I pray that you would be faithful to heal those that are trusting in you for healing. I believe Jeremiah prophesied about our day in Jeremiah 8:19-22, when he said, Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not Yahweh in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images, and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? In other words, with all the physicians that they have, why is my church so sick? In the story of the sick woman who touched the hem of Yeshua's garment in Mark 5:26, we are told she suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Yet she had only to touch the tzitzit, representing the remembrance of your commandments, on the edge of Yeshua's garment, and she was made perfectly whole, healed immediately. Likewise, worldwide, and especially in the U.S., We are spending trillions of dollars on so-called health care today. Yet even in the body of believers, there are diseases and premature deaths every day that aren't being healed. We have physicians, yet as Jeremiah prophesied, we, those that are supposed to be in covenant with you, are still just as sick overall as those that don't profess to be your people. I believe you gave us your answer, at least in part, in this same prophecy by Jeremiah, when you proclaimed, "Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities?" We have provoked you to anger with graven images and strange vanities. We need to instead remember all of your commands. Please open our eyes, the eyes of all of your people, to where we have gone astray from serving and glorifying you as not only our Maker and Redeemer, but also our Healer. Please remember your promises of healing to us when we repent and turn from these worthlessnesses and vanities to serve and trust in only you and your Word made flesh, Yeshua. Help us to search our hearts and see them as you do, and change our wicked ways before we fall under your chastisement. Bring our hearts back to you. In Jeremiah 33:7-8, you promise to return us from our captivity and to build us back up as at the first. You promise to cleanse us from our iniquity, whereby we have sinned against you, and pardon us from our transgressions against you. We are told in Psalms 41:1-4, "Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in a time of trouble. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of his languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness." I said, "Yahweh, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." This is our prayer today. Please put your love in our hearts to consider and care for the poor. Please redeem, cleanse, and heal us, and return us back to yourself and your kingdom, back to a right relationship with you, so that we would glorify you in the nations where we have been scattered, until you gather us back to your land and your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Please make us a light in the nations. We ask that you shine the light of Yeshua through us, that we would be a set-apart people to glorify your magnificent name unto all the nations. Through Yeshua we have become part of your 12 tribes of Israel, your set-apart nation. Please make us like the 12 wells of living water at Elim, wells with Yeshua's living water flowing through us to water the 70 palms which represent all the nations of the world. Please bless us that we would consider the poor, O Yahweh, deliver us in the time of trouble, and keep us from the hour of temptation or tribulation. In Exodus 5:27, at Elim there were 12 wells of water, representing 12 tribes of Israel, and 70, or 70, representing the 70 nations of the world, palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. We know that there are 12 sons of Jacob, who was renamed Israel by Elohim, hence 12 tribes of Israel. And Jewish tradition tells us that there are 70 nations and languages in the world based upon the ethnological table given in Genesis, where 70 grandsons of Noah are enumerated, each of whom became the ancestor of a nation. We also know that in Genesis 26:4-5 and others, you promised through Abraham all the nations of the earth would be blessed. We pray that as a part of Israel grafted in through your son Yeshua, we also would be a blessing to and glorify your name among the nations of the world. To you and your son only, Yahweh, belong the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. As promised, we will now begin taking a brief look at the fall feasts, which are quickly coming upon us. I know it seems like summer just began, and we don't really want to think about fall or winter yet, but hopefully we are looking forward with anticipation to Yahweh's feast this fall. to the time of fellowship and joyful celebration that comes with Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. Just as we are looking forward to his coming kingdom of Yeshua's 1,000-year reign of righteousness on this earth. We all know from Scripture, especially in Matthew and Revelation, that before his kingdom can come, there will be a time of tribulation and trial for the whole world that has not been seen on earth since the beginning. Matthew 24:21. This end-time scenario follows the pattern of the fall feasts, in that just as before the time of celebration that is Sukkot, there is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement and Judgment. Right now, we are in the time of trumpets, which Yom Teruah, or the Feast of Trumpets, is a picture of. Teruah means joyful noise or sounding alarm. We who are redeemed are joyfully looking forward to his coming kingdom, but should also be sounding an alarm to the world that before we can get there, a time of trial and judgment are coming. This time we are now in, the time of Teruah, joyful noise and sounding alarm, is a time where people and nations can still repent and return to him in righteousness by asking him to help us search our own hearts and give up the dross to Yeshua before we have to be cleansed and have our dross removed in the fire of tribulation. All of this explanation brings me to the upcoming feasts this fall, and what I believe is special and an especially significant sign to us and the nations today, and especially to the United States of America. That special sign would be the complete and total eclipse, which will be taking place on August 21st of this year. The only nation the total eclipse will be seen over is the U.S., and it will travel completely across the U.S., plunging a 70-mile-wide path from northwest coast to the southeast coast into complete darkness. It is a path approximately 70 miles wide. Remember, the number 70 applies to the totality of the nations of the world? So not only could this sign be a warning or teruah to us in the U.S., it could well be a warning to all the nations of the earth. If you aren't yet convinced that this could be a significant sign from Yahweh, then consider the biblical day that August 21st is likely to be. Depending on whether you follow the Hillel 2 calendar or the Sighted Moon calendar, August 21st will be either the day or 2 days before Elul 1 of the biblical calendar. Either way, I believe this total eclipse over the entire U.S. is putting a significant emphasis on Elul 1 of this year. Do any of you know what Elul 1 represents? Between now and next week's show, I challenge those of you who don't know the biblical, prophetic, and historic significance of Elul 1 to do some research on your own, and then tune into next week's program so I can share with you what I believe to be significant about Elul 1 and possibly this total solar eclipse. Start by counting how many days there are between Elul 1 and Yom Kippur, which is Tishri 10. Then try to find out what Jewish tradition says happened biblically on Elul 1, and what the significance of the time period between Elul 1 and Yom Kippur are regarding what we should be doing during that time period. While I'm by no means suggesting that anything significant will happen on any of these dates this year's fall feasts could, at the very least, be an important marker to watch. I simply find the biblical timing of this year's unusual total solar eclipse over the entire U.S. to be quite intriguing. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
And to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!